You are listening to the Espresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Shares of the BSE experienced a significant decline of up to 18% on Monday, marking the biggest single-day drop since its listing in 2017. The stock came under scrutiny following directive to pay regulatory fees to market regulator SEBI based on the annual turnover calculated from the notional value of its options contract. BSE computed the annual turnover using the premium value for options contracts, leading to an obligation to pay the differential regulatory fee for previous periods along with the accrued interest. As per the directive, BSE is required to pay a differential fee amounting to Rs. 165 crore. This included Rs. 69 crore for the financial years 2007 to 2023 and Rs. 96 crore for the financial year 2024. Meanwhile, Yes Bank shares opened higher at Rs. 27.50 apiece on the NSE and subsequently reached an intraday peak of Rs. 28.55 per share after the market's opening on April 29th. This surge followed the bank's announcement of robust Q4 2024 results on Saturday. Market analysts attribute the current uptrend in Yes Bank stock to the impressive quarterly performance reported by the bank. They anticipate further upward movement in Yes Bank shares and advise shareholders to maintain holdings, setting a stop loss at Rs. 24 while aiming for the near-term targets of Rs. 30 and Rs. 32 per share. During its climb to an intraday high, Yes Bank's stock price approached its existing 52-week high of Rs. 32.85 per share. On to IPOs. J&K India IPO shares are expected to list on April 30. The issue opened on April 23rd to raise a total of Rs. 649.47 crore. J&K India set the price band at Rs. 395 to Rs. 415 per share. The company closed its issue on April 25th. J&K India's shares were trading with a premium of Rs. 28 in the grey market before listing on the bourses. The grey market is an unofficial market where stocks of the company exchange hands illegally before listing on the bourses. The allotment of J&K India shares was finalized on April 26th with the expectation of listing on April 30th. A retail bidder had to subscribe for a minimum of 36 shares amounting to Rs. 14,940. Moving on to some market news. UltraTech Cement Q4 earnings reported a net profit of Rs. 2,258.58 crore in the fourth quarter of FY24, a jump of 35.2% on year against Rs. 1,670.10 crore posted in Q4 of FY23. It reported an increase of 9.4% on year in the revenue from operations in Q4 of FY24. Also, UltraTech Cement has declared a dividend of Rs. 70 per equity share. The company, in an exchange filing, said a dividend of 700% at the rate of Rs. 70 per equity share of Rs. 10 each year for the year ended 31st March 2024, subject to the approval of shareholders at the ensuing annual general meeting of the company. Moving over to technology, Nothing has launched a new edition of Phone 2A in blue color that it says is designed for India. The new variant will join the incumbent black and white edition and go on sale from May 2nd, though only a limited quantity will be made available for grabs. Nothing says it will host a live sale for Phone 2A blue color on Flipkart at noon. The launch of Phone 2A blue variant is coinciding with the Flipkart's big savings day promotional sale event. As part of the collaboration, Nothing will sell the new model at an early access price of Rs. 19,999 on May 2nd, down from the original price of 23,999. Next up, the auto sector. With the transition from combustion engines to battery-operated vehicles, hybrid vehicles have gained quiet prominence in the last few years. Different forms of electrification have emerged in recent times depending on the degree of electric power assist. The most common form of hybrid powertrain is a powertrain comprising of a combustion engine, a battery, and an electric motor working in tandem to run a vehicle. Such vehicles are self-charging and don't require the support of an external power source to charge the vehicle. Lastly, let's see how the share market has performed at closing today. Indian benchmark indices erased previous session's losses and ended higher, with Nifty above 22,600. At close, the Sensex was up 941.12 points or 1.28% at 74,671.28, and the Nifty was up 223.40 points or 1% at 22,643.40. About 1,777 shares advanced, 1,578 shares declined, and 133 shares unchanged. Top gainers of the Nifty were ICICI Bank, IndusInd Bank, SBI, Ultratech Cement, and Axis Bank, while the losers were HCL Technologies, Apollo Hospitals, Bajaj Auto, HDFC, and LIT Mindtree. Except Realty, all other sector indices ended in the green, with healthcare, metal, power, bank, oil and gas up 0.4 to 2%. You were listening to the Espresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and to stay up to date with the latest happenings in the business and finance stories.